Harrenby began opening drawers in his desk, rummaging. "Where is the damn thing?"
"What, sir?"
"The schedule, the schedule," Harrenby said. "Ah, here it is."
He brought out a small printed folder. "London and Greenwich Railway, Thursdays."
"Ah, Thursdays there's a train leaving London Bridge Terminus for Greenwich at 11:15 in the morning. Now, what does that suggest?"
Sharp looked suddenly bright-eyed.
"Our man wants his guns by 10 so that he'll have time to get to the station and make the train."
"Precisely," Harrenby said.
"All logic points to the fact that he is, indeed, going to Greenwich on Thursday. And we also know he can't go later than Thursday."
Sharp said,
"What about the guns? Buying 5 at once?"
"Well, now,"
Harrenby said, warming to his subject.
"You see, by a process of deduction, we can conclude that his need for the guns is genuine, and his postponing the purchase to the last minute, on the surface, a most suspicious business, springs from some logical situation. One can surmise several. His plans for obtaining the guns by other means may have been thwarted, or perhaps he regards the purchase of guns as dangerous, which is certainly the case. Everyone knows we pay well for information about who's buying Barkers. So he postpones it to the last moment. There may be other reasons we cannot guess at. The exact reason does not matter. What matters is that he needs those guns for some criminal activity in Greenwich."
"Bravo," Sharp said, with a show of enthusiasm. Harrenby shot him a nasty look.
"Don't be a fool," he said. "We're little better off than when we began. The principal question still stands before us. What is there to steal in Greenwich?"
Sharp said nothing. He stared at his feet. He heard the scratch of a match as Harrenby lit another cigarette.
"All is not lost," Harrenby said. "The principles of deductive logic can still aid us. For example, the crime is probably a robbery. If it had been planned for many months, it must figure around some stable situation, which is predictable months in advance. This is no casual, off-the-cuff snatch."
Sharp continued to stare at his feet.
"Oh, indeed," Harrenby said. "There is nothing casual about it. Furthermore, we may deduce that this lengthy planning is directed towards a goal of some magnitude, a major crime with high stakes. In addition, we know our man is a seafaring person, so we may suspect his crime has something to do with the ocean or dockyard activities in some way. Thus, we may limit our inquiry to whatever exists in the town of Greenwich that fits our..."
Sharp coughed. Harrenby frowned at him.